Morning, Dr. Stanley Cutting a 1280 kg on patient Michael Smith. On 11/19/24, Mr. Smith performed a 1280 kg. Appeared the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. PR intervals, QRS complexes, T waves are all normal. Period of paragraph compression, normal kg. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11/19/24, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/6/24, there's been no significant change period. Paragraph compression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Sellers. This goes to the VA on 11/19/24. Mr. Sellers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/26/18. There's been a progression of airways obstruction. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alfred Brigman. This goes to the VA. On 11/19/24, Mr. Brigman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9/5/24. There's been improvement period. The paragraph compression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity showing improvement. Thank you.